Good morning. Aloha. Wow. My name is Carolyn. I am an alcoholic. Hi. And I am so honored to be here. And I was hearing in the meetings over the weekend that people were counting, like, I have this many years and this many months and this many days. So I went to the room and I got out my phone and my calculator. And I have sobriety date. It's November 15th, 1987. I have... And that's a gift from you and God, right? The only thing I did right was I came here and I sat down and I listened to what you had to say and I did what you told me to do. And, 34 years, 11 months, and 15 days. I hope you also listen to the part where they say we donated our time. So you get what you get. And I asked God to come up here with me, and I don't know what I'm going to say. And I've been told that my job from the podium is to pray that just one of you hears something that you need to hear today. And if you do, that one person, then I've been of service. And if you're new here, and our two guys last night that took 12 days, right? We have ruined your drinking, okay? So, and I hope you don't go out. And I pray that you come back if anyone has to go out, because I'm not sure if that door swings both ways. And we have a lot of ghosts in these rooms. And I'm just glad as of today, I'm not one of them. And my biggest fear wasn't of dying. It was about being out there in that place where I can't live and I can't die. That was what kept me in here. And I made notes. I got to tell you, Long Beach, California. So Lisa said, "Do you want to?" You know, I said, "Oh, I'm going to meet you." Lisa and I met on Zoom almost 2 years ago. And so there was a convention, and I said, "Yeah, I'll come. That'll be great." She said, "Are you willing to speak?" And I said, "Okay." And so I'm thinking one of those 15-minute speakers in one of the little rooms. And she goes, "Okay, the program's printed, and you're on Sunday morning." I'm like, "What?" And called my sponsor and said, "I think I'm about to ruin the Oahu convention." And she asked me if I had God. Where was God in this, right? And I have a God today. And when I got here, I saw that word. I chased a guy in here. And before I forget, I need to thank Bill. I want to thank you for having, I don't know what, faith that this would work out. Lisa, I love you. And our steering committee for making this thing happen. And all of you for being here, for putting the hand of AA out there for me, and and Linder and Willie and Holly and Carol. Oh my God, thank you for carrying the message. So anyway, I chased a guy in here. I came to California because I needed to leave Boston. That was my problem. All my problems were there, and when I got here, and I learned how to, when I got to California, and I learned how to surf, and got a bitchin' tan, my problems would be, you know, it'd be all solved. And I got here, and I didn't know that you had to put the, there was like a string that you put around your ankle with the surfboard. And I get out there and just about knocked myself out when the board came back, and I thought, okay, that's the end of that. So I'm going to have to find some other reason why I'm here. And but I thought I left my problems there. And in a short period of time, I had no one in my life. I had come out with a girl, beautiful girl, that was, she was going to be the next model. You know, she was beautiful. And she was a big fish in a little pond, and she got out to California, and it's like, what? $10,000 for, you know? But I came out, and what I didn't know when I came out here was that she didn't drink. And yeah, right? And that was, since I started